Hey East Meets West listeners, in this episode, Albin and I talk about the rise of Lemon 8, a new social media app by ByteDance that is likened to Instagram and Pinterest having a baby. We talk about how its curated interface and personalized recommendations will make a dent against the Western social media giants. We also delve into its potential to kickstart a new wave of social commerce opportunities in the West. Keep listening and enjoy. Welcome to the East Meets West podcast, a podcast about understanding Asia tech and how Asia tech affects the world. My name is Dan, joining me from Astral Ventures. Albert, how are we doing this week?
Dan, I'm going good. I just bought an air fryer, which, you know, we were talking about over the, right before we started recording. Maybe I'll just hit a few things I've done this week because I feel like I had a pretty interesting week. Bought an air fryer, which has been good. Also been reading about like autonomous agents. I don't know if anyone's listened to the ChatGPT podcast we just did. Been reading a lot about like autonomous agents, which are like agent smiths of the AI world.
We're going to have to do a deep dive into that later, Albert, because that sounds really interesting. But what everyone wants to know, Albert, did you buy your air fryer on Temu?
No, I didn't. I should have. I think I'm going to buy the robot vacuum cleaner from Temu, though. Anything you're looking at?
No. You already know. Temu's not my kind of app. I'm not going to buy white label goods. But that's a story for another day. Albert, this episode was one of my inspirations. I was scrolling through the web and I came across Lemon 8, which is a bit of an odd name, but it is also an app from ByteDance, you know, the company famous for TikTok. This is a new social media app, which is somewhat of like a baby between Instagram and Pinterest, billed as a sort of Instagram killer. Albert, what are your first impressions as we start to dive into what is Lemonade?
Is it Lemonade or Lemonade?
I thought the same thing, but I think it's Lemon 8.
Yeah.
It's a hard 8.
Okay. Because I watched a few YouTube videos. So as you said, an app that's very similar to like Pinterest crossed with Instagram with a bit of kind of Amazon mixed in. Hasn't launched in Australia yet, so I couldn't download the app. We did watch a few YouTube videos and demos where the narrator or the influencer going through it either pronounced Lemonade or Lemonade.
Okay, Albert, just a quick overview, Albert. Lemonade has actually been around for a little bit, launched in March 2020, downloaded 17 million times. Most of its downloads are actually in Japan. That's its biggest market, about 36% of its downloads in Japan. But now just starting to get traction in the US, over 650,000 downloads, the top app on the lifestyle section of Apple iTunes store, Apple App Store. Why do you think they're deciding to move into the West, Albert? A little bit off the back of our Temu episode as well.
Yeah, so this is an app created by ByteDance and, interestingly enough, kind of launched in the US and the UK in February this year, which is when ByteDance was coming under a lot of flack for TikTok. So I don't know whether that timing was intentional or probably more coincidental. My gut feels is that it was intentional. Picking up a lot of steam from people on TikTok who are pushing Lemonade as an app. And it's just another example of how TikTok can influence kind of people's algorithms. But if you have a look at the demos online and the screenshots on the Lemonade app, I think it's really interesting. I kind of liken it to like, I know we've said Pinterest X Instagram, but kind of like a visualized Reddit.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. How I would describe it to people is it's like a visual scrapbook. So you can obviously have static posts, images, or you can have video, but it's a little bit like the original Insta. If Albert, you remember the OG Insta days, where it was very much, you know, a little bit more curated. People had their niches. So for the listeners, the key, what would you call them, categories, Albert, are things like fashion, beauty, home decor, food. So they've really kind of centered the app around what I think is frankly a bit more of a feminine tone and a bit more of that Pinterest type vibe that you get.
Yeah, there's probably a lot we can kind of dive into within this, but I think I want to come out here on the outset and say like, I actually really like what they're building with Lemonade, and I think there's a place for it in social media. probably good to get your take, so we're kind of clear, Dan, before we talk more about like how it's different and why it's getting popular.
Yeah, well, let's start with that, Albert. Let's go with what we like, what we don't like. What I really like is it's curated. You know, that to me is key. We've talked about many different social media apps on the pod, and where I've always sort of come down as a bit of a skeptic is at some point, you know, isn't there going to be a bit of a backlash about the fact that people spend hours on these apps and don't feel great about it? Like, where does that lead? Where does that issue lead? And to me, curation is the answer. The fact that instead of spending somewhat unproductive hours, we're getting what we need when we need it. So that to me is like the key feature of Lemonade.
Yeah, it's a good call. I think what I really like about it is that it's a bit different to how it's organized versus traditional social media. So like traditional social media is run as a social graph. So you follow someone or your Facebook friends with someone. So it's a social network. That means you see everything that they do. And I think the genesis of that is trying to shift people's identity, trying to shift your identity online. But we know that people have like different identities as their age. So some of the people I'm Facebook friends with from high school, I actually don't speak with anymore because, you know, we live in Sydney, we have different interests. But I'm still Facebook friends with them and I still see their stuff. And so the inverse of that is like interest-based social media, which is what Lemonade is, which is you can start to curate different interests so that you can start to see things, like you said, beauty or fashion. You know, there's different things on it, like shopping, homewares, etc. These are just like early product categories. But you don't have to follow someone who's creating for that. You can just follow those specific interests as opposed to a specific person. And I think there is room in the social media landscape for something that is like interest specific versus person specific.
That's like leading into my second big like, big tick for Lemonade, and that it's got such a clear runway towards commerce. You know, Instagram, as you said, Albert, it's a little bit more about the personal. It's a little bit more about the aspirational. You know, I might follow someone just because I aspire some aspect of their lifestyle, like seeing that imagery. But I think where Lemonade is tending towards is like the hobbyist. You know, I've got a diverse range of interests. I want to buy products and things to support that interest, whether it be cooking, travel, you know, whatever it might be. And an eclectic array of Instagram followers kind of takes me away from that focus I might have where I'm wanting to get the next best thing in my kitchen, an air fryer, for example. Lemonade, to me, I think, is like so clearly going to target those people of those purchasing habits that I think it's a big winner in that just sense of it's going to commercialize really well.
Yeah, it's a really clear path, which is like, what am I interested in? And then you can quickly convert that into like, this is what you can buy. And within Lemonade, you've got tags, and the tags are different to social media tags where you can directly link to, you know, Amazon or wherever you buy something. So if you post a picture or have in a description, you can tag, here's a store that you can buy this, IKEA, Amazon, you know, JB Hi-Fi, Temu, whatever, as an example. I think the differentiating point here is on social media, if I follow like a few athletes, I actually don't care about most of their lives. I care about like what they're doing or how they're performing. But, you know, maybe they'll post like they're hanging out with like, you know, LeBron hanging out and like having Taco Tuesday. Like that's kind of funny, but actually I don't really subscribe to LeBron for that content. I want to see like NBA stuff. And so I think the difference is like when you've got traditional social media that's really based on, we'll send you advertising based on the things you like and the people you're involved in, as opposed to what specifically you're interested in.
That's so true, because it goes back to the curation point where if you think about the origin of Instagram, you know, the founding principle, I think it was this idea of kind of spontaneity that, you know, you'd go on there and you'd see people in candid photos, that sort of thing. That's gone now. Like we all know that Instagram is totally staged, totally for everyone's putting their best curated things on Instagram. And it's now a bit of a jumble of not just the personal like Facebook was, but also the commercial where there are ads hidden with influencer posts, that kind of thing. I think we're going to look back, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now and go, those people were insane. They had this mess of a social media which combined your personal friends, the people you wanted to follow, and commercial and that kind of thing. I think we're going to have different apps for each of those different things. And I think Lemonade is kind of the tip of the spear exploring that idea.
Yeah, there's a lot written about this around like the fragmentation of Facebook, where there's all these different apps that is like eating up what Facebook used to be. And Lemonade is a really good example. I think if anyone can't yet visualize what Lemonade is and the power of this like e-commerce layer, like if you're on Reddit or you're a Redditor, imagine if now you could, or Reddit could send you ads based on what subreddits you're in. And like the subreddits I'm in are very private to me, right? Like it's not like they're like in a scandalous or anything, but like I'm a member of like Cold Basketball and like Our Pokemon and like all these different interest things. And so I don't follow those things on Instagram. I don't follow those things on Facebook. But now there's like an advertising layer that knows exactly what I'm interested in, how often I engage with those interests, like how often I visit those subreddits. Now I'll probably subscribe to our air fryer. And now there's a e-commerce or advertising machine that can plug directly into the interests. And I think that's why Lemonade is so good, because not only is it interest-based and it'll show you the content that you want to see and your relationship with that, it also goes the extra layer to monetize as a business.
Any dislikes, Albert?
Oh, I mean, the China lens is always hard. I'm not going to say that's a specific dislike, and I don't know how you're thinking about it, but I think it's always a question around like how enduring of a business could this be in the West when you have kind of this guillotine or kind of this like regulatory burden or hurdle that they need to overcome. What about you, Dan?
Yeah, interesting mix of words there. Guillotine is very severe. Hurdle, I was leaning towards obstacle hurdle. That's how I kind of view the China paradigm. But as, you know, on the back of our TikTok episode, encourage listeners to check that one out. You know, if TikTok goes in terms of there's a ban, I see no reason why Lemonade doesn't go as well. You know, in terms of the content, it's targeted at a younger generation, younger demographic. It's going to be collecting very similar information to what TikTok is. If TikTok goes, to me, Lemonade goes as well. So I agree. I think that's a big red flag hanging out over it. The other thing is just sort of seeing whether it can meet that critical mass, which all social media apps need to get to. They're competing with Instagram. And this is something I really want to get your opinion on, Albert. I kind of viewed the social media apps as unstoppable forces. Like they reached the critical mass of people on it, which made having disruption so, so difficult, because why would I go on an app when none of my friends are on? And Lemonade is starting from square zero and they're trying to scale up. Do you think they can overcome that?
It's a good question. Like starting a social media app now, you've got to overcome like incredible network effects to get there. I think because they're starting one from like a pre-existing base implicitly, like TikTok users, like TikTok can push through the algorithm to Lemonade or promote people who are promoting Lemonade on TikTok is one. I think the other thing is that it's just moved super quickly, and there are social media apps like Be Real that also move relatively quickly. They don't keep users engaged, but I think it shows that you can still overcome the network effect to build quick momentum. I think the last point I want to add to this is like, I also think sometimes that social media companies are like unstoppable behemoths, but I'm just looking at this chart of like evolution of social media, and like, you know, there's like Habbo Hotel, which is technically social media, and Bebo and Hi5, and obviously MySpace, Tumblr, Justin TV, Vine, you know, even Clubhouse not too long ago.
Yep.
Those are all apps and platforms that gained critical mass of users and then shut down. So like, to me, it's always hard to think of social media as like incredibly enduring, knowing that there is like a pretty big graveyard of social media apps.
Yeah. And I'd even flip over if you're talking about, you know, your WhatsApp's just still going strong. But before that, you had Viber, you know, there's KakaoTalk, which is still going strong. But there's a whole range of those kinds of social media apps as well, which have gone the old way. MSN would be in our generation. And a thought I've just had on this, Albert, something I'll probably explore a little bit later in a side research, is Is it just a given that each generation is going to kind of have their own social media, which they gravitate towards, which they grew up with, and then it kind of becomes uncool and the next generation is going to flip to their own, you know, social media, whatever one's going to come up? I think at the moment, because Instagram and some of the others have been so evergreen, we're maybe overlooking the fact that, yeah, Facebook's populated by a whole bunch of old people now. Is it just going to be a generational turnover where every 10, 15 years, there's going to be a new zeitgeist, a new social media app for that period, and then it turns over again?
Oh, that's a really good point. Something I probably haven't even thought about. But I think, yes, you're right. And I think it's because how people consume social media or media generally is changing. And so I don't want to call it like web one, web two, web three, but like the Facebook, which is like text-based social media versus Instagram, which is picture-based social media versus TikTok versus this, like the medium and the modality has changed. And maybe there's like modalities in the future, whether that's like AR, VR or something else or whatever it will be. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Let's look towards the future, Albert, as we kind of wrap up. What do you think the future of Lemonade is if you crystal ball gaze a little?
Yeah, I think two things. I think like, do I believe that Lemonade could be like an enduring social media business that's like kind of similar to Facebook, Instagram, et cetera? Probably not. I think it's just like, there are too many social media companies now, and I just don't think that what they're doing is completely different. I think that they could probably get to like a quite large scale, but I don't think they stand up there with like Facebook and Instagram.
So I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to look to the East for a little bit of inspiration here. So what Lemonade has drawn, you know, most similarities to is an app called Xiaohongshu in China, which has over 200 million users, mostly Gen Z women. And they sort of open up this app. The translation is The Little Red Book. And it's basically about beauty tips, travel recommendations, food, dinner recommendations, those kinds of things. And it integrates really, really well with WeChat, Alipay, and the other kind of financial providers over in China. That to me is best case for Lemonade. And I can see the pathway for it because I do think when we look across, you know, different countries, I think there's similarities. I think the fact that people in China have adopted this app to have these niche interests, browse through it, purchase things, I can see no reason why people in the West wouldn't have similar kind of shopping habits with a couple of tweaks. And that's where I have really big confidence in a company like ByteDance, which has shown that they can take Eastern inspiration and execute in the West extraordinarily well, like TikTok just being the prime example. So I've, you know, subject to that hurdle, that obstacle we talked about, I'm actually pretty bullish on Lemonade.
Yeah, I agree with that outside view. I think the two kind of data points I've thought about when it comes to like how big this can scale is the first that TikTok was a completely different modality to Instagram, which is like vertical video. And because of that, it blew up and exploded very quickly. I think also the pandemic kind of really fueled that. I think the second thing is like the Little Red Book has been around since 2013 in China, and that only has 200 million users. Mm-hmm. Facebook has like almost 3 billion users and Instagram has over a billion users. And so the scale to me is completely different. I think if you can get to 500 million users in the West, that's awesome traction. But I think now Facebook has quickly learned and is monitoring these apps to see like how they can defend themselves against apps like this. And I'm not sure if they've got it in their DNA to move from like person-based, you know, interests and social graphs to interest-based social graphs. Like, I think this is more of like a Reddit-style play that I don't think Facebook could do well. But I think it is. They're probably looking at this business being like, how do we now shift what we've done to become more like them?
That's such a great call out, because that is the Instagram reels to the TikTok phenomenon. Mm. That is the, we see it, copy paste. Any last thoughts, Albert?
Look, I think on macro, it's pretty not exciting, but maybe exciting is the right word to think of, like, you actually have this challenger in social called ByteDance, which has now TikTok and Lemonade. And a company like Facebook is kind of looking at it being like, they're addressing the core of what we do. How do we defend? And I think this is like, we're kind of seeing in real time, like a NBA case study. And I think that is really interesting to look and watch.
Oh, I 100% agree. I think the winner of this is consumers, because frankly, you know, we don't get too much choice across our social media apps. Everyone is kind of on the same ones. And we've all had that feeling where, I don't really like this app, but all my friends are on it, so I'm going to use it as well. I think it's encouraging that there's more diversity, more interesting, you know, rolls of the dice from these companies to see what sticks. And as I said, 20 years from now, I think we're going to look back and think, wow, social media was really stale. This is like 20 years in the future, we're going to have a really diverse pool of apps to choose from. Okay, Albert, let's finish up there. Thank you for listening to the East Meets West podcast, a podcast about understanding Asia tech and how ByteDance is taking over the world. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week. See ya.